our mentoring session. Before we get started, I want to just highlight a teammate who was very instrumental in helping us prepare all the things that we've done for this mentoring session. So will Terry Smith stand, please? Let's give her a hand, y'all. She would come up after some of the mentoring sessions and just have some great ideas. And so I just want to appreciate her for doing that. And she... the stuff that we're going to do, we'll have to do it next week because Pastor took up all the time. But just a little humor. But we will start next week. Thank you. The next mentoring session, the next 2 weeks. Thank you, Ms. Pete.
Will you give the Director of Education a hand? She's doing just a marvelous job. Isn't she doing just a wonderful job? Let's look at the role of the leader. Now, all of you can read, but I'm going to read through this section rather fast because there are certain points that I want to communicate and everything is not in the reading, okay? So if I move through it because I know you're going to read it, you're going to spend time with it, but I want to embellish this lesson. And I got something else to give you, so I just want to kind of get through this part first, okay? Leading, the role of the leader, leading versus managing. There's a big difference between leading and managing. It's possible to be the manager of a function or process, example, accounts manager, without having to lead people. If you do have people reporting to you, there are two key functions to your role. And I may add that in most cases, in many ways, these two functions are interrelated. Managing people versus leading people. Look at managing people. Managing people is managing a set of processes. Activities will include, but not limited to, directing and prioritizing work and delegating responsibilities, ensuring people have the necessary skills to do their work effectively, setting goals and standards and monitoring performance, especially, and that should be through appraisals, especially through appraisals, managing individual attendance, sickness, holidays, payroll, etc. Note, it is possible to perform these activities as management activities without performing as a leader. If we separate managing people from leading people, then the outcome is a cold, process-oriented method that does not maximize the full potential of people. Now, the point that I want you to get from this is the reason why sometimes you see a cold leader, I mean, just cold leader, is because that leader is managing and not leading. And when you just have a process-driven relationship and don't take the time to develop a relationship, that person is never going to reach their full potential. They end up just doing what you tell them to do, get my paycheck, get out of here. Do what you want me to do, do what I got to do, get my paycheck, get out of here. And sometimes leaders create that kind of climate where people get to the point where they think, man, ain't nothing to this. Let me get my paycheck and get out of here. Let me get my paycheck and get out of that. What I want you to embrace is the responsibility that goes with leadership. You be the man, you be the woman. And I want all of us to start accepting some responsibility for the motivation level of our followers. Not all responsibility, but we should embrace some responsibility for the motivation of our followers. So if they're not motivated, I'm not going to immediately say, well, you know, they need to get themselves together. I want to, first of all, embrace some responsibility. And the first thing you want to do is ask yourself, do I have a relationship? And I think I love what Abigail said. It really stood out to me. She said that I'm close to certain people and it's easy to have a relationship with these people. Other people I'm not close to, it's easy to ignore those people. We all have people that we naturally gravitate toward. It's human nature. It's human nature to gravitate toward other people. But as a leader, you got to be connected to all the people. And that's the point that she was making. You got to be connected to all the people in that area, which means you got to strive to have a relationship, even with those that you don't naturally have a connection with. So if a person is not motivated, I'm going to have to ask myself, do I have a relationship, rather than just casting all the blame on them. Dealing with attendance, sickness, holidays, etc., are management functions that you have to perform as part of your role, but these should not be confused with leadership. Now, let's look at the other side, leading people. Leading people involves developing people while delivering good results. Developing people. In fact, it would be worth your while to memorize this and put it on your desk. I mean, make you a little, what you call it? You know how you put little slogans on your desk and stuff? I went to Melinda's office one time, and she had all these different things on the wall. Make you a little, what you call it? A quote. Yeah, a quote for the day or something like that. And put it somewhere where you can see this on a regular basis. Put this somewhere. Leading people involves developing people while delivering good results. If you'll put that somewhere where you can see it on a regular basis, it'll serve you well. Because that's really what it's about. You're delivering good results, but you don't want to miss out on that leading people, developing people side, because that's the thing that's going to set you apart from the manager. Being an effective leader is about applying leadership activities to many of the managerial functions. For example, delegating work can be considered an opportunity to empower and grow an individual. Now, I had two notes here that I want to give to you. Two notes that I have here. One is A, and the other is B. So my A note is this. Sometimes leaders or prospective leaders struggle with commitment because of workload and burnout. Sometimes leaders or prospective leaders struggle with commitment because of workload and burnout. And I've seen that in our organization where people were hesitant to volunteer for leadership because they heard other leaders talking about the workload. And here again, we can send the wrong message and wonder why we can't get folk to help us. Because if you tell them, folk, man, these folk working down here, oh my goodness. Oh, they want everything they can get out. Oh my goodness. Well, nobody's going to volunteer for that. So you can be undermining your own self by the messages that you're sending. The thing that I want to communicate to you.
Let me ask a question.
Yes. Oh, the angle you're approaching it from is a, let's say we got a new person coming in.
There is work. There is a lot of work to it. So how do you balance that?
Oh, well, you that's reality. That's the reality of the role. You want to make sure that people have the reality of it. I was talking to Michelle the other day. We was at the lunch we was having. And I was really, in a subtle way, trying to communicate her to the reality of it. Because the reality of it is a lot of work. That's the reality of it. The point that I wanted to make here was that the reason why sometimes we feel like we're going to burn out or we're working too much is because we're not leading. We doing it all. See, leaders don't do it all. Most of the time when people talk about they burning out, they doing stuff that other folks should be doing. See, when you're doing stuff, and here again, if you get into the details of stuff, you get into the details of us, then you're going to be tired. I mean, you're just going to be tired. Yes.
While that's true, and I agree with you on that, mm-hmm. but there are times where, especially when you're working with volunteers, things come up. And if they're not able to, say, teach, or they're not able to cover something, and it's the last minute, something just happened, you got to dive in there and do it.
Yeah, but if you're diving in there doing it all the time, you're not leading. That's the point. We have people diving in all the time. See, you can't burn out diving in sometime. You burn it out because you're diving in all the time. And see, a lot of times our biggest problem is we do too much. That's the biggest problem we have as leaders. We do too much. We don't sit down and think, okay, what should I be doing? What can others do? And so a lot of times we don't fill the gaps around us with people. Because to be honest with you, sometimes our ego gets in the way and we want it done a certain way. I mean, we want it done a certain way and we don't trust folk. Because really, most people are not going to do it the way you would do it. And see, sometimes we get too dogmatic about stuff that doesn't matter. See, the bottom line on it, in some cases, it really doesn't matter. I didn't have anything to do with the color of these chairs. See, all this stuff in here, I ain't have nothing. Nobody asked me, what do you think about this? Nobody asked me, because I didn't want to know. I didn't care about this. I didn't care about this. It didn't make no difference to me. We care about too much. We care about stuff that won't make or break us. And so we have our hands in stuff that we shouldn't have our hands in stuff. You know, let me share this with you because I want to create, I know I'm responsible for creating the climate, so I'm going to be transparent with you. I don't think it's necessary for folk to be staying down here all time of night. I just don't think it's that deep. Now, I know sometimes people come in different hours, and so they may be down here. But I do this on a regular basis. I walk around and tell folks, go home. Go home. You go home. Huh? Yeah, some people like the work. Some of it ain't us, but we get credit for it. Spouses think we working folk. We get credit for it. Let's go home. Ain't you mad? You got a wife, got a kid, go home. To me, I'm going to give you my best shot. Yeah, I'm going to give you my best shot. I'm going to give you my best shot. But I think we need balance, too. I think we need to have a balanced life. I mean, just a balanced life. Because, see, what happens, we get to that place of burnout, and then we become cynical. We don't pace ourselves, and then we get upset because we didn't pace ourselves. What I'm shooting at is I know it's work, y'all. I know it's work. So I'm not saying it's not work. I'm just saying, as a leader, evaluate the work that you're doing. Is it something you got to do this? There's nobody else on the planet can type this letter but you. You got to type this letter. I mean, you got to type this letter. I mean, you got to make sure. And so I'm saying sometimes in leadership, we're embracing stuff that there are people on the bench really want something to do. And we doing stuff that other folk could do. That's the difference between a leader and a manager. Manager got to do it. Got to have their hands in it. Leaders find folk that can do things. They let stuff go. And that's a part of people developing. See, now they're running with the ball. You the only one holding the ministry up. I drew something for Mike one time. Give me a blank sheet of paper. I drew this for Micah one time. He was feeling so much pressure on him. You know, he got to run things. And so I put Faith Chapel right here. And here Mike is. Here Mike down here. And he carrying Faith Chapel. See, when you like that, boy, that's tough, man. You got this whole ministry on you. You carrying it. You just got to carry this thing. Carry it, Mike. Carry it, man. You carry that thing. Got that whole thing. Y'all see this? You see how he carrying it? Got to hold it up, boy. He got to hold up this ministry. A lot of time we think things going to fall apart. Just gonna fall apart. Now you're getting the other extreme, be lazy. And say, well, Pastor said we shouldn't be doing all this work. See, you can take what I'm saying and twist it. I mean, you can take what I'm saying, but that's a lack of integrity. If you take what I'm saying and twist it, it's just a lack of integrity. I didn't put that in you, you just didn't have integrity. You just didn't have integrity in the beginning. See, you just took what I said so you could do nothing. No, I'm talking about deciding what you should be doing as a leader and not just doing everything. Our tendency is to do too much. That's the tendency that I'm trying to break. Leaders develop people. Leaders pull people. Leaders delegate to people. Leaders get people around them and they're working and they're engaged and they feel a part. Leaders are not doing all this stuff. That's not a leader. That's a doer. That's not a leader. That's the point I want you to get from that. Second thing I got here, because you understand the first point, you scare the folk away. They don't want to join this. They don't want to join burnout. The company that burn folk out? Yes.
I have a question. When you're working with tight deadlines and you may not have a whole lot of time to delegate to volunteers, when you're trying to be sensitive to their time, how do you avoid from doing it?
No, that's the exception.
Okay.
See, that's the exception. That's not the rule. See, if everything is a tight deadline, it goes back to Angela, the point. There are times when you have to just get it done. Get her done. You just got to get her done. And you got to dive in there and you got to work and get her done. That's the exception rather than the rule. It shouldn't be like that all the time. If it's like that, and that's where burnout comes from. Burnout doesn't come from the exception. Burnout comes from the rule. If you burning out, you're not leading right.
So if that's happening all the time, somewhere there's some leadership issues going on.
Right, some leadership issues. And I'm saying you accept responsibility for some of it. You accept the responsibility for some of it. Yes, sir.
You say that doers don't make good leaders?
Doers? Yes. Good leaders. Doers don't make great leaders. I've seen people that were great doers, great servants, had a servant's heart, and you just knew they were going to lead folk. You just knew they would make great leaders. Put them in a leadership position, they still trying to do everything. And then you got other folks sitting around thinking, sure, wish he let me do something. He ain't going to let me do nothing. And because doers do. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a balance part too, because some people in their roles can traditionally be paid to be doers.
Yes.
Like for the most part, you know, I think I'm a leader, but the majority of my leadership components or capacity comes from volunteering in the ministry.
Yes.
I have a volunteer ministry position that I function in. Where from on the Faith Chapel side, the business side, I'm paid to be more of a doer. So as far as my immediate staff that I'm around and people in this environment, I really don't have nobody to delegate to.
Gotcha.
Now, there are times where you can get volunteers, but the nature of the work that we do, you can't just pull on anybody to get involved. So I think it's a balance to that as well.
Well, I'm glad you brought that out, Ronnie, because, listen, it's always a balance to everything that I say. It's always a balance to everything I say. So that's why it's always important to listen to me in the context that I'm saying that. See, in the context that I'm saying that, it makes a lot of sense. There's another thing, keep it in balance. There's another thing, I'm not training you for now, just now. See, some of you are not even lead. Some of you are not even over anybody now. But what I'm doing for that day, Ronnie, when you got a full staff of people, it's too late for me to try to train you.
Yes, sir.
See, it's too late for me to get this in your mindset then, because all you got a department of folk. You see what I'm saying? And you still got a doer's mentality. So before we have that department of folk that you over, I've got to make sure that you understand the difference between leading and managing. So right now, some of the rest of you may be principally doers. But what I'm training you for is leading. Does that make sense? Good point, good point, good point. Your points a lot of times forces me to say other things. Here's something else I want to add to that. Sometimes leaders or prospective leaders struggle with intimidation. Sometimes leaders or prospective leaders struggle with intimidation concerning the responsibility and complexities of leadership. Sometimes leaders or prospective leaders struggle with intimidation concerning the responsibilities and complexities of leadership because they think they have to know and do everything. So sometimes you have a person who are thinking about leadership or a person in leadership, but they're dealing with intimidation. Now, some of you deal with intimidation, and hopefully over the course of this our getting together, I can break that over your life. I want to break that intimidation over your life. Some of you are the subject intimidates you. I mean, it intimidates you. And even for 30 seconds, if I can get you to stand up in front of a microphone and talk, we are working to break that sense of intimidation. Now, watch this. Watch this. I saw one of this. Nope, that's not it. One more. Nope, that's not it. Okay. The task of leadership is not to put greatness into people, but to elicit it. For the greatness is there already. So what I think and believe is that the potential is in you to lead people. It's there. I believe God got you here to because the potential is there. But my goal is to help you navigate past all these inhibitions that you have unrelated to me and unrelated to others so you can get past the intimidation factor. Because if you intimidate it, you see, and I'm going to come to you. If you say in your mind, this stuff too deep. See, if you say in your mind, listen, man, I can't learn all this stuff. I can't learn all this stuff. I can't get all this stuff. You're not going to make it. Not because you don't have the potential. You're going to talk yourself out of it. See, you're going to talk yourself because you're intimidated by the complexities. Now, here's the reality of it. Anything that grows has an inbred complexity factor that comes along with it. I mean, when we had 50 folk, we didn't have to do things we got to do now. So anything that grows going to have some degree of complexity with it, but you just grow. See, the issue is you just grow. It's just that simple. You grow. Watch this, watch this, watch this. When you were a kid and you were 10 years old, your world was a 10-year-old world, wasn't it? You thought like a 10-year-old, acted like a 10-year-old, played like a 10-year-old. Life was, you had a 10-year-old world, right? Man, the world wasn't a 10-year-old world. The world was complex. So what happened? You grew up. Now, as an adult, you can handle things that would have frightened you as a 10-year-old, right? All you got to do is grow up. See, you don't have to stay where you are. What you know and what you can do and all, you don't have to stay there. You can grow up. So the point that I was making by this is that sometimes it's the intimidation factor, because we feel like to be a good leader, I got to know everything and do everything. No, 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 no. Good leaders know what they don't know. And they know what they do know. And they surround themselves with people that know what they don't know. And they secure enough to allow the people that know what they don't know do what they don't know. Does that make sense to you? So it's not an issue that you got to know everything and do everything to be a leader, but you got to have enough sense, leadership sense, and enough security to realize it's all right if you don't know it. I got the Jermaines around me, the Michaels around me, all these folk around me, and I sit in meetings sometimes. I don't know what they're talking about. I really don't know what they'd be talking about. And then they'd be talking about this app for this, and we got to get us an app for that. I just sit there and shake my head. I really do. I just say, yeah, mm-hmm. And you ask me to explain what they just said, I don't have a clue. And I'm the CEO of the church. I don't have a clue what they're talking about. And I'll be honest with you, Spirit of God spoke to me some time ago and said, go cyber. I had to look up the word. That must be something with the computer. Well, now God got sense enough to know. He going to tell me, because I got to give direction. See, my job as a leader is to not know everything. But my job as a leader, at least said, where we're going to go. See, I can't get there by myself, but this way we're going to go. We're going to go. We're going cyber. Now, the person that told you going cyber had to go and look it up. But I got to have that other person, and I got to have this other person to help me go cyber. But that doesn't make me less of a leader because I don't know. It's just that you got to be secure enough to know what you don't know, and it's all right. And surround yourself with people that know what you don't know. It's just that simple. So you don't bag out of leadership because, you know, I don't know all this stuff. See, that's dumb. You don't understand leadership. You don't understand leadership. Because, you know, as the church has grown and stuff like that, I've been sitting around thinking, see, I still got what I had. I'm reading all the time, studying all the time, trying to grow. And I'm growing. And I'm much better than I was. I mean, I'm much better than what I was. So God is not holding me responsible to know everything. But he is holding me responsible for growing. I got in books and read about execution. I got in books and read about strategy. There was a time I let other folk did it. I had other folks standing up trying to teach something because I felt like I didn't know it. Well, I had to grow. Got in it. Oh, I can understand this. I understand this. I can do some of this, and I can understand enough to give some direction. So my job now is try to make it as simple as possible so everybody else can get it. And I did it. That last session that you did, I led that. Didn't I lead that?
You did.
I led that, right? Yes. Then you get from me about strategy and about God and power. You got that from me, right? I'm the same person who a few years ago wouldn't have even tried it. I would have just let somebody else do it because I ain't thinking, you know, I can't. I don't know nothing about that. But God was holding me responsible for growing. That's all he's holding you responsible for is what?
Growing.
Not knowing everything and not doing everything. So I know what I know what I don't know. So the other day I said, now, God, I want to go cyber. You're just going to have to help us. You're going to have to speak to Mike and help Mike and Jermaine and all these other folk I got around me. You got to speak to them. And you got to use them to help me to do what you want me to do. Because I want to do it. See, I want to do what you want to do. I just don't know how to do that. This is pastor talking to God. I don't know how to do that. I want to do it, but I don't know how to do it. I don't have the skill set to do it. I don't have the background to do it, so I got to have somebody help me. Don't you feel like that sometimes? That there are areas you just don't know? You don't have to scratch your name out and say, I can't lead. Just know what you don't know, and don't be stupid and try to do something you don't know what you're doing. That's stupid. You don't know it, and then you're going to try to do it. You're going to try to do it. We're going to go cyber, and I'm going to lead this. Yeah, I'm gonna lead this. We're gonna get some apps and we're gonna have some double apps and triple apps and apps and focus apps and some world apps and then y'all looking at me like, boy, ooh, that's so dumb what Pastor just. Well, see, I don't have to try to fake it. I just don't know. So just get people around so I don't have to be intimidated. Does that make sense? Okay. Now, I said I'm going to have some time, didn't I? You know me well enough to know I ain't going to never have no time, right? Okay. Look at B. I'm going to hold you 10 minutes. Anybody got appointments at 12? Good. I'm going to hold you 10 more minutes. I'm going to hold you 10 more minutes. Now, look at B. Development from a leadership perspective means helping an individual to recognize their own development needs, giving them confidence to perform their role with excellence, and dedicating time to help guide them toward achieving their career. That's simply developing a relationship. All that comes out of relationships. C, from a leadership perspective, goal setting is not done in a boss-centered manner, but in a joint activity where the individual is involved and empowered to play an active role in determining what needs to be achieved. I said this previously, but I'll say it again because it's an important point. I don't come in and hand you a list and say, this is what we're going to do. Goal setting and planning should be a collaborative effort. If I allow you to give input on the goals, you're going to have an inbuilt motivation. I ain't going to have to motivate you because you already had ownership of the thing. So goal setting and planning should always be a collaborative effort. Now, I got a list that I want to give you that's not in your list, and I want you to write all this down. It'll take us about 10 minutes to write it down. So you need a blank sheet of paper or put it on the back of your, you can put it on the back of your thing, but you need this. I want to give you 7 differences between management and leadership. 7. Say 7.
7.
Number 1, and it's going to be 2 parts now. Leadership deals with vision. With keeping the mission in sight and results. Leadership deals with vision. with keeping the mission in sight and results. Versus management. This is all number one. Management deals with establishing structures and systems to get those results. It focuses on things like cost-benefit analysis, logistics, methods, procedures, policies. Got that? Okay. Leadership deals with vision, with keeping the mission in sight and results. Got that?
Yes.
Say amen.
Amen.
Management deals with establishing structures and systems to get those results. Period. It management focuses on things like, you with me? You with me? Give me some feedback now. Things like cost slash benefit analysis. Logistics. Jermaine know what logistics is, right, Jermaine? Right. You're purchasing things, maintaining things, distributing things, resources and all that. It deals with methods. Got that? Procedures, got that? Policies. Now, so in a nutshell, number one, leadership has to do with the vision, keeping the mission in hand, right? The leader determines the results that we want to accomplish. Management deals with the structures and the systems and the methods and the policies and the processes that we're going to use to get those results. Got that? Okay, number two. And we can deal with all this next time when we get in. I just wanted you to get it down. Number two, leadership deals with direction and getting to the next level. Leadership deals with what?
Direction.
And getting to the next level. Versus, this number two, versus management deals with speed and execution. Want me to go back over it? Huh?
Yes.
Leadership deals with direction and getting to the next level. That's what the leader should be dealing with. Direction, how are we going to get to the next level? That's leadership. Management deals with speed and execution of the plan. Can I go to the next one?
Yes.
Number three, leadership focuses on the top line. Values, purpose, correct principles. Leadership focuses on the what line?
Top line.
Values. Leadership focuses on values. The purpose or purposes and correct principles. Versus management focuses on the bottom line. The organization of resources to serve selected objectives. Okay. Leadership focuses on the top line, values. Leadership focuses on purposes. Leadership focuses on correct principles. Versus management focuses on the bottom line, the organization of resources to serve selected objectives. Can I go to the next one? Give me some feedback. Okay. Management focuses on the bottom line. then parenthesis, organization of resources to serve selected objectives. Can I go on?
Yes.
Now, we come back and discuss this next time, and then we got a little exercise. Leadership, number four, leadership deals with effectiveness / achieving the right results. Leadership deals with effectiveness, achieving the right results. Management deals with efficiency. And efficiency is producing results with the minimum of waste or effort. Producing results with the minimum of waste and effort. That's efficiency. Minimum of waste, minimum of effort, that's efficiency. Can I go on?
Yes.
Okay. Number five, leadership is primarily people work versus management is primarily paperwork. Want me to say it again? Leadership is primarily people work versus management is primarily paperwork. Got it? Number six, and this it may sound almost like a repetition of the number five. Leadership is about the people. Management is about the work. Can I go on?
Yes.
Number seven, leadership has long-term impact in mind. Leadership has long-term impact in mind. Somebody got to be thinking about the long-term. Management has short-term goals in mind. Got it?
Yes.
Everybody got it?
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to make sure that you at least got that information. You can kind of look over it and think about it. When we come back, we got an exercise related to management and leadership. Then we can have Q&A about anything that you didn't understand it, but I just want you to have it. You massage it and do your homework on it. Do your homework on it. You do your homework on it, then you may come back with questions yourself. Does that make sense? Did y'all, you know, Brother Copeland said one word from God will change your life. Right? So, did you get one leadership thing out of the lesson today that you can incorporate? See, there's always at least one thing I want to take and I want to start putting it in my life because I want to develop as a leader. So you got to have at least one thing that you add into your leadership attributes or nature or whatever you want to call it, DNA, and then you are going to develop. If you don't add it to your leadership, then it's just going to be a class for you. That's all it's going to be. Yes, Joe. What was it about?
Covered it.
I covered it? Okay. Anybody else? Anything else?
No, sir.
Okay. Any questions, comments, concerns? Good. Love y'all.